Good afternoon. High pressure is going to build in from southeast Canada today, and as it strengthens this afternoon, we can expect to see sunny or mostly sunny skies with temperatures still running below normal for us here. Temperatures for the day are looking to be in the upper 30s to lower 40s in the lower elevations and upper 20s to mid 30s over the hills and mountains. We will see a slight increase in cloud cover closer towards sunset, approaching from the south and west, as our next system, looking to bring us some weather, looks to gradually start to push its way into the region. Clouds are going to increase all over the course of the night tonight, ahead of the next storm system that's going to bring some snow and rain to the region to open the work week. Most of eastern New York and western New England will receive accumulating snow as the coastal storm moves away from New England heading into Monday night. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a fairly active weather pattern is looking to affect large portions of the nation over the next 2 days. Heavy precipitation expected to affect much of central to southern California Sunday into early Monday, as well as a well-defined system pushing inland across this region. Ahead of this system, a broad region of precipitation will push northeast out of the central to southern plains Sunday morning across the mid to lower Mississippi Valley, Midwest, Lower Lakes, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic Sunday into early Monday. Accumulating early spring snow is possible on the northern edge of this system from the Midwest to the lower Great Lakes and into the northern Mid-Atlantic. Precipitation amounts and coverage will enhance Monday into Tuesday as the surface low pressure deepens along the Mid-Atlantic coast. Heavy rains possible from the Mid-Atlantic into southern New England, while higher elevation heavy snows are possible inland across the Catskills, Adirondacks, Berkshires, Green, and White Mountains. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Miles City, Florida, to a low of negative 7 at Clayton Lake, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, we are looking at increasing sunshine for New York City, with highs reaching into the low 40s. In Boston, sunny with a high near 35. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 41. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 47 while the average low is 28. The record high of 81 was set back in 2012 while the record low of 2 was set back in 1875. Today's sunrise was at 6:54 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:10 p.m. That is a total of 12 hours, 16 minutes of daylight. And we are seeing an additional 2 minutes and 54 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 30s. For the night tonight, we'll start to see a steady increase in cloud cover as temperatures once again drop down into the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon, with highs reaching into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down into the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the night tonight, we will see increasing clouds with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 20s. We'll start to see a chance for some snow as we get into the very early morning hours for Monday. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 30s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down into the low 20s and upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our temperatures drop down towards the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, an area of low pressure pushes its way into the region, looking to bring us Some snow in the lower elevations, looking closer towards that 2 to 4 inch range, getting into the higher elevations, looking at 4 to 6 inches, and some localized higher snowfall amounts of 7 to 8 inches of snow as you get into some of the highest of elevations in the Adirondacks, into the Berkshires and Green Mountains, as well as into the Catskills. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.